Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you sensed a little extra oomph, a little extra gusto, in my, oh yeah, it is because my Cleveland Browns, that's right, my hometown Cleveland Browns got busy on Sunday. You all saw it. I didn't pick them, I'm not going to lie.
I was going to say,
but don't want, please, Chris.
Like, don't come on here.
Silly.
Yeah, don't come on here and act like you picked, oh yeah, I picked the upset. I knew they were going to win. My
if it
God.
Had been maybe a year ago or preseason and I said something, maybe I would have tried to fudge it. But it was Friday that I didn't pick them to win. So
that's right.
I couldn't
so
go that
not.
Far. But, hey, I am. You know, I did say I was pulling for him, hometown team. Good to see Cleveland get his first playoff victory since, Rob, 1994. Wow. Unbelievable. 1994. So we got so much to talk about. Surprise firing, or maybe not a surprise in the NFL, but we will get into that. Obviously, as Ralph Irvin said, you got the big college football championship coming up. another Ohio team, Ohio State and Alabama. And we got tons of stuff to talk about from the weekend, wild card weekend. And it was a wild one indeed. Rob Parker celebrated his 67th birthday in Vegas.
It wasn't 67.
I'm sorry, 57. My bad. 57. How was it? Everything
it was
good?
Absolutely awesome. Oh, my. What a great weekend in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand. So Lamar, my buddies from the barbershop, came through Vegas. Tico and some of the barbers, pretty cool. Couple other friends, Bernie Fratto, Mark Wilson, Mark the Man Wilson. Just a nice little show of support and love for my birthday. And I just want you to know that it was a good weekend. I wasn't arrested. I didn't get a tattoo.
that's
and nobody's pregnant. So it was a great weekend.
I could have bet on the last one.
Oh, are you sure?
Hey, you getting up there, man.
I'm not shooting blanks, man. Don't get it twisted. You know what? I've been thinking about maybe having a baby. I'm gonna be honest.
My cheese was hot.
Get married first.
No. Without getting married, I'm thinking about it, Chris.
There's adoption. I'm trying to keep you on the righteous path. You know that.
Nah,
that's
happy
my man,
birthday,
Rob Parker.
We're
gonna have a lot of fun, and let's introduce the Odd Couple crew and get this thing popping. We got Iowa Sam in again. DJ Alex Teichert better get back soon because Iowa Sam is doing his thing on
he'll
the wheels
be back.
Of steel.
Yes, he'll be back. Yes. He's on the track back, so we'll have Alex back. But Iowa Sam's doing a great job in his stead.
Yes, indeed. Super producer Rob G is back. Welcome back, brother. Yes, he is there. Trust me.
Is he near the mic?
There. He's running things. But he's behind the scenes.
He's probably eating a burrito bowl or something or whatever, you know.
Where's the race? You're lucky Alex isn't here.
What?
Racist.
Why is that racist?
Why couldn't he be eating a hamburger? Why couldn't he be eating
racist
some fried chicken and collard greens or something?
I'd say the burrito bowl is racist.
I'm just saying. It's
Rob G there?
It's sensitive times, Rob Parker.
I got to say.
You can't say a thing.
Oh, he's not on the mic. That's right. He's not on the mic.
And Ralph Irvin, as I said earlier, on the updates. All right, Rob, I'm just going to give you the mic because you've been ripping on the Steelers all year. And so I know you want to gloat. I know you do.
I do because, Chris, we do have a microwave take. Can we go back about 5 or 6 weeks? And, Chris, let's do it.
Time to reheat an old hot take that's gone cold.
Hot on the outside, icicle in the middle.
It's Microwave Take with the Odd Couple.
The worst 11-0 team in NFL history. And if they think they're going to challenge the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC or win a Super Bowl with this team, you can forget about it. This is going to be a regular season, Charlie. That's what this will be. And they will go just like they have in years gone by under the great Mike Tomlin and go play a real AFC team and get their clocks clean. There it is. And you know what, Chris Broussard? They got their clocks clean by a team that won 11 games this year. And we could say whatever we want about the Browns. The reason I didn't think they had a chance to win, Chris, was because their coach was missing and their left tackle, and they had 5 or 6 other guys with COVID. That's why I didn't think
and
the Browns had a
practice,
shot.
Rob.
Okay, right.
To me, that was the biggest thing. They couldn't practice. They practiced once in 2 weeks.
Exactly. So that's why I didn't think the Browns could win.
Right.
But let's be honest, Chris. I never bought into the Steelers. Remember as they won those 11 games, I kept going, look at who they played. They beat the Ravens, but the Ravens had 4 turnovers. Do you remember when they beat the Cowboys? And Chris, you remember what that microwave take was from? That was when they beat RG3. You remember how terrible they looked in that game? And that was a game that the Ravens were missing 19 players. And RG3, who hadn't played in 9 years or whatever it is, what went out there, played awful,
he looked bad.
And they barely beat them. Do you remember? That's why I went crazy. The Pittsburgh Steelers, hello, is this mic on? Are frauds. Were frauds all freaking year. They were terrible. They were never competing, Chris, even when they were 11-0. Be honest. Did you ever think they had a chance at going to the Super Bowl from the AFC? None, right? Never. What team is 11-0 to start the year and they're not even included in making a real run? It's because people looked at that team. And I told you, Big Ben, I'd rather have Uncle Ben. Enough with the Big Ben. I mean, can we move on from that now? Yes, I know he won you two Super Bowls. And I'll tell you this. He didn't get into the end zone in Detroit against Seattle when they won that Super Bowl. And his numbers aren't that impressive when you talk about postseason. Big Ben, enough already. The Steelers need to, Chris, move on. This was if you're ownership, you can't feel good at what went on. I mean, at home, they had lost, the Browns had lost 17 straight in Pittsburgh. Hello? Is that extra ketchup on that hot dog? 17 straight.
You pulling out all your little cliches that we've heard 134 times before.
But it works today. It just fits.
You're right. Before you break your arm patting yourself on the back.
Thank you.
Slow
Thank you
down.
Very much.
All right. I mean, first of all, saying they were the worst 11-0 team ever was not some huge revelation. You weren't stepping out on a huge limb. 9 of the 12 teams that have gone 11-0 in the NFL went to the Super Bowl. And as you said, none of us thought the Steelers were going to the Super Bowl. Rob Parker, I actually believe I had the better take. My take was this. They're not that good of a team. And they overachieved madly to get to 11-0. And I know the way it ended, it's ugly. You're right. I mean, ended the regular season.
I was going to say, we cannot poo-poo what happened.
The end of regular season, 1-4, and then to lose to a team that in your division, a rival that didn't have its head coach, didn't have some of its best players, wasn't able to practice. I mean, you're right. Ugly as all get out. And you know what? They won't. This will never go away. I mean, now the Steelers are a great organization.
This leaves a mark.
You would guess they'll win a Super Bowl again or more in the future. But this will never, they'll never feel good about this year. It'll never wear off. But here's the thing. This is what I was saying, Rob. And I was one of those that picked the Steelers to make the playoffs. I'm not saying I was the only one. A lot of people probably did. But if you could look, if at this point, let's say after the season, if mid-February, someone had said to you, the Steelers went 12-4, won their division, and lost in the first round of the playoffs, you would have said, you know what? That's pretty good for them, because I didn't even think they were that good. And I get it. Like I said, the way it ended, it'll never be that simple. I'm just saying this team overachieved to a great extent to even get to 11-0. And you're right. No, none of us really believed they were that good. And it ended up bearing out at the end.
And the finish, you know, you always remember how you finish something and what it looked like.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. It's never going to go away.
And that's it. Nobody this season, Chris, with the 12 wins and, you know, 11-0 start or whatever, and the comeback against the Colts. Remember? They were down big.
Yep.
Everybody thought that they got it fixed. They didn't get it fixed. It was a bad ending
to a bad
team. You'd rather
be like 4-2, 7-4, or let's say 7-3, 10-4, and then you finish 12-4. You know what I mean? Then
right.
Go 11-0, and then finish 1-4, and it ends like this. And here's the thing about Big Ben. Look, you know he does not want to finish his career on this note. I mean, this is, Rob, this was about the worst possible way you could finish a career, right? I mean, other than like a serious injury or something like that. But as far as a game, like I said, division rival, you're heavily favored. They don't have their coach. They don't have some of their best players. They couldn't practice. And you go out and lay an egg. Rob, it reminded me, you know, they came back and, you know, maybe had had Nick Chubb not gotten that screen, you know, screen pass touchdown, maybe had a shot to make it interesting in the second half. But it reminded me, remember the Super Bowl, Peyton Manning's first with Denver?
Yeah.
When it was just against Seattle, it was over from jump.
They were annihilated. Right.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what
like
it reminded
after
me.
Pouncey threw that ball over his head, and then Chris,
that was it.
The way that they went after the ball, what was that?
Yeah, like, that I
like, did you see the way both of them? Like the way they went after the ball, it was right there. There were two Steelers.
Yep.
There to grab the ball. All right, it would have been second down, and at the 1 yard line, you would have been in bad field position. But they didn't go after
get
the
on
ball.
The ball. Exactly. They, get on
I,
the
I
ball.
I didn't get that.
So I'm with you on Big Ben. I think you got to move on. They can save like $19 million off their cap hit, and you know, look, he's as you said, two Super Bowls. He's a Hall of Famer. You agree with that, right?
No, I get all that.
But, yeah, so but, I'm just but, saying you got to move on. He's old, too. It's not like he's 34. Not like it's insulting to move off of the dude at 38, 39, whatever he is. It's time to go.
It is time to go. And, Chris, we talked about him this year, and he just doesn't look like that guy. And four interceptions. He was I don't care. The score looks better, but that game was never that close. And Mike Tomlin punting the ball fourth and one – when they got a little momentum going, Chris, when you're down big you got to take advantage of it. You got to go for it. That would be like kicking a field goal down by three touchdowns. You know, like right. What are you doing?
Right.
Like
right.
The momentum was going the Steelers' way, wasn't it?
Right. Absolutely. I do agree. Let me say this, and I saw several people go hard. I mean, Rob, go hard's an understatement. Blame. Several people, and I don't know how much TV you were watching today, you know, all the sports shows. Several people blame, and I do mean blame, Juju Smith-Schuster for the loss.
No.
Because of what he said. Now, look, you and I both went at him on Friday. It was stupid. You know, you didn't stop
it,
Juju.
We said
you don't need
it,
to be dancing on logos. You don't need to be talking big when you've been mediocre for the last few years. However, to say that they lost because he set a horrible tone with that comment, I can't buy that, man.
I can't buy it either. Chris, you know what? They weren't prepared. I don't know what they were thinking. They didn't take the team seriously because they hadn't been in the playoffs, Chris, since, what, 2002? They had beaten them 17 straight times in Pittsburgh. So maybe they thought it was automatic. Maybe they thought they could just roll the ball out on the field and it was going to be a done deal. And even after the first mistake, all right, and the Browns took advantage of it, the game wasn't over, Chris.
No, not at all.
And the Browns bashed him over the head after that. And it was ugly. It was as bad as an ending as can happen. And I'll tell you, if Mike Tomlin didn't have his credentials, and I mean never having a losing record, won a Super Bowl, Chris, making the playoffs most of the time right during his run.
Right.
A lot of guys would have got fired off of that. That you couldn't beat a team without their coach, a team that wasn't able to practice that much, a team that had numerous players down with COVID, and you got your butts kicked in a playoff game at home. That's a fireable offense for most coaches, Chris.
I agree, but I don't think he should be fired. And I don't think you're saying that either.
I mean,
like you said, he's proven himself. And again, Rob, I give him a lot of credit for the 11-0 start. Because that team, let's just be honest, they're not that good. And last year with Mason Rudolph at quarterback, and I mean, to get them to 8-8. And so I agree with you. And obviously, that's not a good look for him. But I think his history, what he did last year, what he did earlier this year. And even, let's face it, Rob, even the fact that, and I know Antonio Brown went, you know, he had his moments in Pittsburgh and it ended ugly. But I think Tomlin got points for that too, right? The way Antonio went to two other teams and just, you know, was hazardous.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
And people looked at it like, wow, he was able to get that out of AB. I know, but at this point, like I'm looking at it.
No, I'm just saying, like those are feathers in his cap, so to speak.
This one was a stinker.
Yeah, it was bad. There's no defending him, and I think he would admit it was bad as well. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Is it time for the Steelers to cut bait and move on from Big Ben Roethlisberger? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Cleveland! This is for you!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Magic City Monday. And Discover Card matches all the cash back that you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of places in the United States to take credit cards. You can learn more about this incredible offer at discover.com/yes. That's 2020 Nelson Report. Limitations do apply. All right, 877-99 on Fox, Rob. If you want to comment on the Steelers in general, but specifically we're asking you about Big Ben, is it time for the Steelers to move on?
All right, let's get there. Let's go with Juwan in Colorado. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Juwan?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to say, Chris, last week I heard you talking, saying you were from Cleveland. You know, I'm from Youngstown. So.
Oh, yeah. I know Youngstown well.
Yeah, Youngstown. Yes. It's an
interesting place.
There's a
lot of old people there.
Yeah, my dad was
there. Did you go to high school there?
What's that?
Did you go to high school there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, my dad worked at General Fireproofing, the steel mills and that whole thing. So I'm, you know, born and bred in that area. Hey, one thing you had mentioned last week on one of the songs, y'all played a Zap song. And
Roger Troutman, date?
Roger Troutman. I would say you guys didn't mention his name. I think he was the one that created that that tube and the water music sound.
The auto-tune, yes. They certainly, most of their hits, they had that.
Juwan, where are we going? Are we done with Big Ben or what?
Well, are you a Steelers fan or a Browns? Because Youngstown is right in the middle.
Actually, I was neither growing up, you know, but still was, you know, went to many Cleveland games with my dad. So, you know, I was a prior fan, like back in the Jim Brown time, even though, you know, I'm like 55, but I mean, I was fond of that era. But guys, the question, it's either going to be Mike Tomlin or Ben Roethlisberger, guys.
I don't think Mike Tomlin's on the table. Yes. I don't believe that.
Well, look, I don't want it. Nah. Mike Tomlin is my favorite. He's my favorite coach and always been. But I kind of fear that, you know, with Juju Schuster doing the same thing that Antonio Brown did, and this performance, guys, it's far below what Mike Tomlin is capable of.
I agree. Hope he fixes it. I agree, but Ben, you save money on the cap, Chris. He's a broken down 38. Come,
right.
There's That's, no way
you save so much money.
Right.
And remember, the Steelers don't get rid of coaches.
They've only had three coaches in the last 60 years.
Right. Chuck Knoll, Cowher, and Mike Tomlin.
Right. I mean, yeah. it's like so, at least 50 years or something or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They're not moving. Time. Well, Knoll took over in 1969. So since then, there have been
three coaches. From 69 to 2021.
That's 51 years.
That's what I'm saying.
Years.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go to Marty in Kentucky. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
What's up, fellas? I think Rob has revisionist history because he called that they were overrated, which they were, but he also had them number one in his power rankings for several weeks.
So, no, I didn't. No, I did not. No, I did not.
I like it.
No, I did not.
Calling him out.
I did not. I had him one time, and I know because I remember I did it, and I only had him one time, Marty.
That is
the bottom line is, Marty,
which
way are you going, Marty? Which way are you going?
Don't change the subject, Rob.
We're running out of time, and we need to get to what we're talking about.
Okay.
Marty, great call.
We're running out of time, so I'll get to 2 points. One will be Roethlisberger. If a guy's got you to 3 Super Bowls, and he won 2 of them, and he just won you a division championship. I think you owe it to him to
you don't
come out
owe him jack.
See what he
Stop
can do
it.
The next year.
You don't
and
owe him anything.
And now on the Steelers, the way they play this year, I'm going to be honest. Rob was right about a lot what he said. They were a little overrated. They were playing above their head. They need to learn how to play with the expectations. I will say losing Bud Dupree, that hurt him. That hurt the Steelers. That having 2 edge rushers can take you a long way. It covers up a lot of deficiencies in your secondary. And the Steelers have a good safety, but they don't have good DBs. And that covers up a lot. We've seen Denver with an old Peyton Manning go all the way because they had 2 great edge rushers. And that
Marty,
hurt the Steelers.
I would say this to you, because I hear you on Big Ben. If they weren't going to get such a benefit financially, then I would run it back one more year. But they're getting such a benefit, and they don't know who the quarterback's going to be, but you can just start over and kind of get yourself in better position because you're taking that $19 million off the cap. So I just think the financial benefits are too good to keep Ben around. But we'll see. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We're pleased to welcome in one of our favorite guests. He's a Fox Sports football analyst, was a star at Ohio State, and also starting the NFL,
He's
our man
still a
Robert
star at
Smith.
Ohio State. Are you kidding me?
I didn't mean it that way. Robert, what up, man?
What's up, Robert?
wait a second. Rob, what did you say?
I said, you're still a star. You'll always be a star at Ohio State. You know that. That doesn't go away.
It depends on who you ask, but, yeah, we'll leave that one.
I remember those stories. Yes, I do. Yes.
Hey, Robert, let me start with the question, damn it.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
What are you going to do with all that money if you win that bet on Ohio State?
Hey, you know, there's always a good pair of Jordans or something that I could always pick up, $500 pair of Jordans. So I'm always looking for something cool.
Robert, we just heard Ohio State's without two of their starting defensive linemen. I think he said an offensive lineman as well. And they're two kickers because of COVID. I mean, it was going to be a tough road to hoe already. To me, that seems like it could almost seal the deal. The Browns notwithstanding yesterday.
No, I mean, that's the thing about, I know it's 2021, but that's kind of what it's been like, though. I mean, there's no such thing as seal the deal. It's never over till it's over. And I think, you know, they knew those defensive linemen were going to be out. You know, we had kind of been hearing that all week, and it's funny. There's this website called Buckeye Scoop. And what they do is they like have the live camera feeds from the people getting off the bus. So even before there's like an official report, they can see who did or didn't make the trip. Wow. But they knew those two guys were going to be out. But then two guys did come back in the defensive line as well. So you know, that's going to help. But those guys, you know, Togia and Smith, you know, they were big against Clemson. But you know, still got Garrett in there, and I think. You know, this is going to be a matchup like all of them. They're all going to be one in the trenches, but I think Ohio State's really come into their own, especially on that defensive front.
How much, I mean, obviously Ohio State was good, but the Dabo Sweeney stuff, I mean, you know, you've been around for a coach to disrespect a program the way he did, and he could come up with whatever excuses he wants. Oh, well, they didn't play enough games, so I'm going to make them 11th. How much do you think that the players and the organization and the program, you know, felt about that? And then Dabo Sweeney got his comeuppance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think they were excited about it. excited that he gave them that extra bit of fuel. And the bottom line is about his comments. Like, if the playoff committee had come out and said, you need to have this many games to qualify.
Right.
Then, okay, live by those rules. But if they don't, that's the thing. Like, if you're voting them down there, you're voting them down there just to avoid playing them. You know, that's the way it looks.
See, that's what I thought it was, Robert, too. I thought that he was trying to get rid of Ohio State, knowing that they probably could beat them.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, you know, you vote them down there, you can't, in good conscience, tell me that he honestly thought that those teams ahead of Ohio State were better. You just can't.
Right.
He knows football, and as much as people talk about Ohio State being fresh because they didn't play, you know, I think what we really saw with Ohio State was the offensive line coming together, saw Trey Sermon really start to emerge, and the defense playing a lot better with all those new faces and with Kerry Combs in as the defensive coordinator, and that's because they had more time. You know, they had more time together. And you're talking about not having a spring, not having the summer conditioning, not having those camp, like all these things that have been missing. The team has gotten better. And you can't tell me a coach with his kind of experience could turn on the film, especially against Northwestern, a very good defense and, you know, not a great offense, but the way that they were able to turn things around in that game with a guy going over 300 yards rushing at Ohio State was the 11th best team in the country. It just doesn't make any sense.
Robert Smith, Fox football analyst, joining the Odd Couple. Robert, look, Alabama, as good as they are, and we know their offense is tremendous, but defensively, they can be scored on. We saw Florida put, 46 on them. Mississippi
Ole
put
Miss.
A bunch of points on them. Yeah.
They like, got some leaks, right.
I think we're going to see a 50-something, 40-something game.
Chris,
are you with me on that?
Chris is
I mean,
like
I really
bugging.
Do. Because I think it's Ohio State's going to have to score a ton to win.
He thinks it's an Arena Football League game. Really?
Well, let's hear what the experts say. I bet you he's close to me, if not with me on that.
Well, no, I mean, and I know what it was, 52-46 in the SEC championship game.
Right.
I don't think it's going to get that high. And the reason is, I think one or both of these teams are probably going to, you know, what you saw with Ohio State against Clemson, which was different for them, you know, these spread offenses, you know, they do a good job of changing the tempo. But what they did in that game quite a bit was they kept the huddle a lot longer. Snap the ball with about 9 or 10 seconds left instead of 25 seconds left on the play clock. You know, they were really trying to wear the clock down and limit the possessions that Clemson had. Now, you can do that if you're running the ball and, you know, obviously converting on third downs. But I think that that's what you're going to want to see. When you're playing Alabama, you don't want to do that. You just don't. I mean, there's just too much talent. I mean, even if Waddle isn't healthy, you know, with Mechie and Devontae Smith, you know, both of the tight ends there are good. And, of course, Harris with Alabama, you want to limit their possessions. So you want to try and slow the clock down, eat a lot of clock up, and you can do that by keeping that huddle a little bit longer and, again, you know, trying to run a little bit more so you don't get a 52-40-something game.
Is the knock on Ohio State quarterbacks, is that – fair, unfair, that, you know, they do great in college, but they just haven't really blossomed in the pros? Or people trying to just connect the dots, even though these are individuals and different people?
Well, they're all individuals, different people in every situation. You know, if you look at them and you analyze kind of why each person succeeds or fails, you know, you're going to see different answers each time. And you know, the bottom line is, you know, the criticism at least has some truth to it because it hasn't worked out. But number one, it's just not easy to make that jump, for one thing, at quarterback. And especially with quarterback, success is dependent on so many other factors, where you get drafted, kind of, you know, how that team is really building around you, whether or not the quarterback's going to have to play right away. You know, what the offensive line looks like or what kind of moves just, they make.
And, Robert, you know, Haskins, obviously, the latest one, and that's why people are like, oh, here we go again with Ohio State. And so the Haskins situation obviously brings it to the forefront as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's no question about it. Now, you know, I mean, we all saw the stuff online. You know, I think clearly he could have done a better job of focusing on what his job was. I mean, if that's what you're doing, you know, especially after the struggles that you had the week before,
right?
You know what? You know what kind of commitment were you really showing? You know, studying, working on your footwork, or you know, working on your reads and
you have a coach who's battling cancer too. How about that?
Oh. Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of different factors, right. But bottom line is, you know, guys have got to step up and do the work themselves. Period.
Robert, we got about a minute for this one, and obviously as an Ohio State alum,
I'm picking Ohio State.
Sure. Well, give us your pick quickly, but also I'm sure you take pleasure in Michigan's woes, but unbiasedly. Did they do the right thing in extending Harbaugh and basically signing up for 4 more years of this?
Oh.
Wow. I mean, that's a good question. And I mean, it certainly doesn't seem like it to me. You know, when they first hired Jim Harbaugh, I thought that, you know, because people were kind of looking at the next season, they thought like 6-7 wins. I said, Jim Harbaugh is worth at least 3 or 4 wins. And, you know, they ended up with a 10-plus win season that year. And I just don't know what's happened here over the years. I don't know if he's believing too much of his own hype, if he's panicked, if, you know, the recruiting that his guys just aren't out and recruiting the way that they should be, but they're not getting the talent. And, you know, you can try and fix some of that with scheme, but that can only go so far. So it seems like a mistake to me from that standpoint.
Mm. All right, give us a score real quick. Yep.
Who do I have?
Well, we know you have Ohio State.
Well, I don't know. I mean, are you? I know you won Ohio State, but are you picking
who
are
you picking?
No, I'm picking Alabama, but I like it. I do like it less than the line, but I think Alabama's just got too much.
I took Ohio State plus 8.5 at the MGM Grand, so I'm
yeah, I saw that. I can't guarantee that's a good move, but certainly I'd like to see you win it and win it outright.
All right.
That's our man, Robert Smith. We appreciate it, brother.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Yep. Enjoy the game. All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Magic City Monday. DJ Iowa Sam on the ones and the twos. All right, Rob, the game's about to start in 25 minutes or so. Should be a good one. Hopefully it's a good one. Interesting. But
we got some news Chris.
About Bill Belichick. Does Ralph, we want to read this or you want to read it? We can read this step. But basically, here's the gist of it. Bill Belichick was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and he was supposed to go to the White House or to D.C. Was it this week to receive it?
Yes.
And he has decided against receiving the Medal of Freedom because of what happened last week on Wednesday when there was an insurrection. And to say that the president's handling of it was not good would be a dramatic.
Well, that he was an instigator, right? That's yes. the way a lot yes. of people in Congress look at it. And Chris,
and
this
trying
is the part
to impeaching
that,
because of it, and so on and so forth. So I applaud Bill Belichick for this. I think it's a great statement he's made, and we don't have to read his statement, but one thing
going.
He said is that he's very proud of what his team did this year in fighting against social injustice and things like that. And here's one thing I'll say, Rob. When you play or coach professional sports at the highest level, football or basketball especially, you're dealing with, obviously, a ton of African-Americans.
Does it?
You get
All
to
right.
know
I'm
them
gonna
as
stop
friends.
You. Go ahead.
You get to know them as friends. You get to know them as, you know, co-workers and so on and so forth. And you, especially now when the players, you know, teams would sit and talk about these things and you hear stories from African-Americans about what they've gone through. And I think that's different. All the studies show white Americans are the most segregated people in America. They don't typically, you know, most of them grow up around African-Americans, knowing a lot of African-Americans. And so they don't understand, many of them, the struggles and challenges that African-Americans face. And so I think players, coaches who are in close proximity with African-Americans on a daily basis because of their jobs, I think they get it a little more, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't. There's a lot of football coaches. You hear Mike Ditka, Tommy Tuberville, one office, Chris, pro-Trump. There's a lot of guys.
Well, that doesn't mean they're not going to vote for Trump. But
no, I'm not saying that.
I know black
that,
people that voted for Trump.
I know that, but I'm talking about there's other guys out there, too, who have been
Very
against.
True. I'm not
who have
saying
been against,
total,
even though they've been black.
Think,
you know, I'm just saying it ain't that just because they work with people or they have been around them. I'm just saying, in this case, I applaud Bill Belichick. I really do, because of what's going on. Trump considers him a good friend, a great friend. And for Bill Belichick in these, you know, these moments, Chris, when everybody's coming down on Trump saying, hey, I'm not going to be a part of this. And for him to go out of his way in his statement to talk about 2020 and equality and, you know, and social justice or whatever, I applaud that. I really do. Because he could have just said, well, I'm not going to go now because of what's going on in Washington. He didn't have to say that he's not going to. He said he's not accepting it.
Right.
There's a big
right.
difference between not traveling and not going to the White House, you know, after this, and to say, I'm not accepting an honor bestowed to me from supposedly a friend of mine who just happens to be the president. So if I'm a player and I'm looking at Bill Belichick here, I admire this. I do.
Let's face it. Anyone who is viewed as not just voting for Trump, but like who has championed him or,
right.
or you know,
that's the better word, Chris. That's
still,
the better word, champion.
Yeah, championed
that, that's,
him.
Right.
You're in trouble. It's not going to go well. Like Ted Cruz, I think is done as a politician. Like his credibility is shot. And anybody that has championed this, I think it's. If
it's
you're
a
public figure, it's not going to look good for you.
I think he did the right thing.
Yeah, he definitely did the right thing in my view. And I'm not saying it wasn't sincere. I think it was sincere. But, yeah, you just can't, I don't think in this moment, be seen as a person that champions Donald Trump. Because like you said, he's viewed as the guy that led this, essentially led or called for this insurrection.
No
and
doubt.
There are police being investigated through this route.
Yeah.
That may have been
it's,
in cahoots.
It's a mess, Chris. It's a mess, right. Definitely.
All right, 2 hours left. iCouple, keep it locked.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.